Continues the Gemara Daf Samaches Amid Beis by the two dots around 20 lines from the bottom. Omar Reb Gamliel Ma'ase B'Tzduki Echad Sheidor Imonu. This is going back to the Mishnah, the first Mishnah in the Perek, where Reb Gamliel said there was a Ma'ase with a Tzduki.
Omar Lanu Abba. So our father
told us. Look the Mishnah. Let me see the Lashna Mishnah. Omar Lanu Abba Maru V'Hitziu Esakel L'Movu Atzli Yoytzi V'Yesra Aleichem. So, Reb Gamliel is saying in the Mishnah has a machlokes of Beleza ben Yankov and Remeya, how many Yidden do you need that a goy asses? A goy asses cannot be part of an Erev, cannot be Mevat L'Shus. A goy, the only thing you can do is Soich Mekoymoy, rent. And there's a machlokes Remeya that says that even one goy, asses, a goy asses, and Reb Gamliel ben Yankov says only somebody that Shkiach goes through. And it's not Shkiach to live with one Yid and a goy. You have to have two Yidden. On that, the Mishnah suddenly says, "Omer em Gamliel Ma'ase b'Tzduki Echad." What's Tzduki relevant over here? What's a negate to the Machlekes? Zok the Gemara, "Tzduki Ma'ande Kashmei," and for the Gemara, "Chesuvim Mechzav Achkatoni." Tzduki Harei Ukenochi. A Tzduki is not a goy. Tzduki is a yid that's a mumer that doesn't believe in Torah Shabbat Peh. So a Tzduki, Tanakama holds before em Gamliel, which is Chesuvim Mechzav, it's a goy. And if it's a goy, what does that mean? That means bittel reshus does not help, and it goes back to the machlekes of Meir Blaz and Yankov. How many yin do you need that the tzduki asses? But if he's a goy, he's a goy, and a goy, the only thing that helps is soichem mekoymoy, not bittel. That's what Tana Kama holds. Chesuvim mechzav achkatoni tzduki areu kenochi. So mainly he can't be mevatel. V'rem Gamliel loymer, Reb Gamliel argues on that exact mekuda. Tzduki ain't a kenochi, and his bittel would yes help. His bittel would help.
Why don't bittel help
me? Bittel by yes, because the goy, first of all, Erev doesn't help by goy, that might be Erev, that negate him. And bittel doesn't help him because the whole thing by him is a joke. He'll change his mind 4 seconds later. Doesn't mean anything. Yeah, okay, I'm a vatel. What are you talking about? I wasn't a vatel. Show me the contract. So it's not negeya by a goy bittel. So the only thing that helps him, money talks. That's the only thing that works. Money, you give him money, so I can claim it, that's the only thing that works. So now there's a machlokes, what is a tzduki? After all, a tzduki is a mumer. So do we look at him like a goy or not? If he's a goy, because he's oivan on whatever he's oivan, emmemele, even if he's oivan drabonons, he's considered maybe a mumer, we'll see, and we're showing him. But the point is, that makes him like a goy, and bittel doesn't help. On that, Gamliel says, no, Tzduki is not like a nochri, and bittel does help. And that's a connection to the first part of the Mishnah. V'omar Reb Gamliel, and that is a maisa. V'omar Reb Gamliel, the following maisa. Maisa b'tzduki echad sheidor imonu b'movu b'yushalayim. V'omar lanu abba, maru, quickly take out your kelim, v'yitziru es hakelim l'movu, ad shelo yoytzi, v'yeser aleichem. That means, make sure you beat him to it. But what do we see over here? That his bittel helps. His bittel helps. He's mevatel the reshus. But make sure you beat him to it and bring your stuff out before he does. Because if he beats you to it, then he's chayzer. He retracts it. He's retracting from his bittel. So we see a riot that bittel helps. Because if bittel doesn't help, what does it mean? There's a goy living here. There's a tzuki living here. What do you mean bring out your kalim? It's usher. Teretz is bittel, but even though he's mevatel, make sure you bring out your kelim before his, because once he brings it out, he's retracting, he's reneging, he's going back on his bittel. So we see a ride that bittel helps. Now, we see over here, the Gemara is going to discuss, that make sure you bring it out first. Once you beat him to it, he can't renege, he can't backtrack anymore. That's what it seems like. It seems to imply, bring out your kelim, and once you start to bring out your kelim, he can't backtrack anymore. We'll discuss that soon. But the point is, the Rai Reb Gamliel brings from the Maisa is that bittel helps. And just make sure you do it before he tracks from the bittel. But bittel helps. By a goy, bittel doesn't help. So we see it's not like a nochri. Frag the Gemara, v'otanya. We see clearly that he's like a goy. Hadogim im nochri. Tzduki, ubaitusi, harelo oisrin olov. Meaning, they cannot be mevatel, they asa. And you put tzduki exactly the same category as a goy. Nochi tzduki by tusi. They aser, that means they can't be mevatel. Now, on that, Reb Gamliel says, Rabbi Gamliel Oimer, Tzdukiu by Tusi ain't an oisrin. They taka don't asa. So forget, it's a raya. Rabbi Gamliel's taka has a raya from these parentheses that he learns in this braisa that take out Tzdukiu and by Tusi from the category, from the list of Nochri, because they're not like Goyim, and they could be Mevatel, and they don't asa. Yes, they might retract. So if you, whatever you're going to do, good advice, bring it out before them. We're talking about it on Shabbos. Bring it out before them. But the point is, they could be Mevatel. And that, the Braisa continues, this is a right to this Yisod that we're saying now. Quickly bring out or bring in before this toy of this disgusting person. After all, he's a tzduki. We're not talking about a tzaddik over here, tzduki. So yes, he's not a goy, could be mevatel, but he's an apikoyos, whatever he is, a mumer. But he's not like a goy, according to Gamliel. Actually, yoytzi atoyev azeh, until this disgusting person will take on his stuff, v'yeser aleichem, because he's retracting from his bittel. Shari bittel v'shus aleichem, divigem meyer. And so we see clearly, bittel helps by tzduki. He's not like a goy. No kasha. It's a misyua. It's a nichusa. Very good. It's a tiny nichusa. Tanakama argues, yes. Tanakama's nochi tzduki by tusi reilo oisin olive. But Gamliel says, no, take out tzduki and by tusi. They don't ask her. And a maisa lesiua to this din. Rabbi Yehuda Taka argues. Zogdu maravaito. This was Gamliel, but quoting Divrei Meir. Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir holds that he could be mevatel. That's like Tanakama in our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, we have a Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda, that's the same Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. Yeah. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Beloshna Acher. Rameya and Rabbi Yehuda only argued, like, Rameya and argued, Rabbi Lezmi Yaakov argued about how many yin you need. Yeah. Rameya, what did Rameya say? Where? No, so we're not saying that's Rameya. Obviously not, because it says clearly, Shayabit al-Shusai. This Braisa. On this Braisa, Rabbi Gamliel says they don't asa, and whoever puts in Nochi with Tzduki and Baitusi as one that the asa holds that Tzduki is Kegoi. But that's not Behedya, not Remei, but it says that a Bittel works. That's Rabbi Gamliel. That's the Chay Rabbi Yehuda. We'll see in a second. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer. But it's clearly Rabbi Gamliel is not talking about himself. Again, Rabbi Gamliel, Oimer, Tzuki, but just ain't oitzin, atkan divi Rabbi Gamliel. Doctor, the Braisu, Maisa, but Tzuki Echot, she dog Rabbi Gamliel, b'movi, and all that is going b'shitas, Rabbi Meir, that holds that a Tzuki is not like a goy, and like Rabbi Gamliel Shita, and Rabbi Bittel helps. What does Rabbi Yehuda hold? Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, b'loshen acheres. It was said in a different loshen. Maru va'asu tzorcheichem. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a goy, that Tzuki is like a goy. So that means he cannot be mevatel. So he's telling them before Shabbos, Maru v'asu tzorcheichem b'movui, actually techshach, before it turns dark. Because bittel doesn't help. He's like a goy. So do what you got to do before Shabbos, because once it's Shabbos starts, you're living with a goy in a mavui, you have a problem. The only thing you can do is tzorcheh mekoymoi. Tzuki's like a goy, and he's not masking him to be tzorcheh. So then do what you got to do before. Bring out your carriages into the chotzer before, because on Shabbos you can't. Actually, Techshach, but yes, Aleichem. We'll see in our Mishnah, we had a different gear, sir.
Rabbi Yehuda and Beloshen
Acheres. Correct, correct. Rabbi Yehuda is saying that Rabbi Gamliel held that it's like a goy. And that's why it has to be done before Shabbos, because on Shabbos he can't be Mevatel. In Machlokes, how to learn up Rabbi Gamliel? Is he Kenochi or is he not Kenochi? From this Maisa. The question is what the Maisa was. Now, on this Maisa, in our Mishnah, we didn't have Achle Techshach. We had Achle Yoitzi. But the Gemara is going to discuss it right now. Right now, Achle Techshach is very clear. Achle Techshach means because a goy cannot be Mevatel, and a Tzduki is like a goy, can't be Mevatel. So do what you got to do before Shabbos, because once it's Shabbos, he's a goy. And he can't be Mevatel. Zogti Gemara Omamar. Hoitziu Mashetem Hoitzin. Vichnisu Mashetem Achnisim. So first we're discussing in the etzem words of Remeya that take it out before this Toyev changes his mind. Lememra, from here we see the chimavke inu. Once I take it out, once the yid takes it out on Shabbos, it doesn't make a difference if he changes his mind and he takes it out. He can't take it out. Meaning, once he's mevatel rishus and you take it out, it's over. It's passé, and he can't ask on you anymore. That's what it implies. It implies take it out before he takes it out. Doesn't mean you have to take out everything. You just start taking out, because otherwise, once he takes out before you, you have a problem. It's mashma only before you. It's a problem. After you, it's out. It doesn't ask. In fact, the gemara.
We learned in the Mishnah, Mishen Nosan Rishusoi.
That means, Nosan Rishusoi means he's Mavatal his Rishus.
Is what?
He's Mavatal his Rishus to the people in the Chotzer. Vahoitzi. And then he changed his mind. Now, Nosan Rishusoi is Mashma, not Stam, he's Mavatal to them. They actually took a stronghold of that Chotzer. They took their Kalim out. Nosan. He gave it to them, and they utilized that Nesina that he gave to them. They wanted to, because they quit, like they, once they, he was Mavata to them, they want to show that they're allowed to take into the Chotzer, so they started taking their stuff into the Chotzer. So that shows that they right now took Bailus. And what does it say? It says he could retract. We just said a second ago, on Ahmed Bey's in the bottom, that once the person is Mavatal, as long as you take out your stuff before him, he can't ask on you anymore. Votina, not like that. It's a mission later on. Mishen Nosan Rishusai. He was Mavatal his Rishus to you. Vahoitzi. And he took out after he was Nosan, and you utilized that bittle. And you actually were Zoich in it. And he was Moitzi.
So
he did something also correct, because Midrabonon, very good. Midrabonon was also for him to be part of the Erev, and he did it anyways, correct? But it doesn't mean that he doesn't stop them now from utilizing the Chotzer. He's retracting from his Bittel. He did something also. He was not part of the Erev. He wasn't allowed to take out, but he was Hoitz, he was over anyways. Bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezit, oisa. Divagameyah. So we see clearly that if you do something after your Mevatel, even though they already took a stronghold, because Nosan Rishusai implies that they actually utilized it. They were Zoicha. And then Be'em Meshegim, Be'em Meizid, Oysa, Divya. So we see clearly, not like we just said, Zog the Gemara, Omer Rav Yosef, Eimo, Bigoris Fakert, Einoi Oysa. Misha Nosan Rishusai, once his Mavata's Rishus, and the people in the Chotzer utilized it, he doesn't ask her. He can't ask anymore. Like the Gemara was medayek on with Beis. The chimavki inu v'ode mavki you loy asar. Because they already were zoicha in the chotzer. Once you were zoicha, you can't be retracted. There's no backtracking. Yeah. That was the mashmoyus of maru voitziu mashlem tzichim loitzi. Maru, once you took out one item, he can't retract anymore. Eina oisa taka. Because they were zoicha, a medag the loshon of misha nosan reshusai, that they actually use it.
And you have to be kind on Shabbos, or could it have been the kind of the bittel of Friday?
No, the bittel can happen even on Shabbos. That's the whole.
It can happen even on Shabbos.
Yes, yes.
But I'm saying, but his kinyan in the chutz.
Also on Shabbos.
Now, could the guy be mevatel on Friday?
It could be mevatel on Friday. Friday can be part of the Erev.
And they'll be kind of this bittel on Friday before. Do they have to be kind of the bittel on Shabbos? Could it be kind of the bittel Friday also?
They have to be kind of on Shabbos. Why? Because that's when it shows you that he can't retract. We'll see soon in a second. Because
my question on the mission, why did he have to tell people?
Right.
They could have done it.
Reb Yehuda, that was the other Gerser. Reb Yehuda said, B'losh Nazer, what was the Losh Nacheres? Do everything. Atzloy Techshach. Mashma
the
Tarakama.
The
bit doesn't work, so you have to do everything before.
Like this
shit, that does work.
Do you need bittel on Shabbos, or can bittel work even on Friday afternoon? Anytime I could have made an Erev.
I think it's going on Shabbos, because first of all, you're supposed to be part of an Erev before Shabbos. Because bittel is the evidence thing. You're not just on a battle. Bittel is works when you're stuck. Now, and especially if the vart is, you can't retract. So it has to be chal, meaning, what do you mean you can't retract? On Friday, why can't I retract? Friday, nothing, it's Tuesday afternoon. What? There's no isurim to take out bichlal. Retracting is relevant on Shabbos, where after you're mevatel and he took a stronghold, then you can't retract. But there's no not retracting on Tuesday afternoon.
So again, Zok de Gemara, the first teretz is, Om Rav Yosef, Eimo, Eina Oysa. Yitaka have to be goyrus, that bein b'shegim, bein b'mezid, Eina Oysa. Why? Because since the B'nei Chotzer already machzik, He was Nosan Rishusai, he was Mavato to them, and they took a stronghold. So mainly he can retract Eina Oiser.
The second teretz, Zok Digmar, Abaya Omar, Loi Kasha. It's not a stira. Kan sheichziku b'nei mavui b'mavui. Kan sheloichziku b'nei mavui b'mavui. It depends. It depends if they were machzik in the mavui or not. If you were mevatel to them, but they weren't machzik yet, they didn't bring something out. So then taka, that's the pshat, like we said over here, that lemaisa hikanasa, they weren't machzik. Mashenkadam, we had an Ahmed Beis that what's it called? That you can't ask anymore. The chimapik inu vaod the mapik iu loy osar. That's talking about riechziku when they were already machzik. So the second thing we're saying loylam when you mevatel and they took a stronghold, you taka can't retract. You taka shuvein oisa, but that's only by riechziku. Mashenkain loyichziku. So then taka be mishogim be mezid, you still can asar. So we're retouching the words Mishanosan. Mishanosan Rishusa doesn't mean that it was Mevatel and they took a strong on they were Machzik. Mishanosan over here doesn't mean that they were Machzik, and that's why you can still ask if you are Moitzi yourself. Zog the Mother Araya Votanya that Mishanosan doesn't mean necessarily that they were Machzik. Status in Braisa. Imachloi Nosan Rishusoi Hoitzi, meaning if the person himself was moitzi from the mavui, he's moitzi from his house to the mavui before he's mevatel rishus, and he's taka oivan isa itza because it's not a chotzim urevis. He's not allowed to be moitzi, so it doesn't make a difference how he did this. Bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid, yochel levatel. He still can be mevatel rishus afterwards on Shabbos itself. Isaac Rashi lechori, you're a mumer. Why you're a mumer? Because you're a moitzi b'mezid. So if you're b'mezid, you're mechal Shabbos. But the chiddush is, he's still not like a goy. Meaning bittul shus will still help. But the point is, even though you are a mumer, you're even ised rabbonon. It's not an ised raisa, this Shabbos. You're talking about to a chotz sheni murebis. And it's still, Rashi calls it a mumer, but we see al kaponim, it's not like a goy, but it's called a mumer. Divrei Rameya. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Rabbi Yehuda says no. Bishoigeg, if you took it out bishoigeg, yochel avatel, then you takim avatel afterwards. Mashenka bemezit, if you did it bemezit, that means you're a mumer, then ain't a yochel avatel, you can't avatel mishus anymore. Since bemezit, you are oivan the issa to be moitzi mishus the shus, you're a mumer chal Shabbos, and that's this chiddush taka. Even though it's only an issa drabonon, that's what Rashi says over here, that's this points out. Even though it's issa drabonon, it's considered a mumer chal Shabbos. And obviously, a mumer can't be avatel mishus, so the only thing that helps you, like a goy, you have to be soich mishusoi. Now, Tosis points out that we're talking about him Chal Shabbos for Hesian. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. He's like a goy that Bittel doesn't help. And Rameh holds that even for Hesian would not be considered a Michal Shabbos for a mumer. And now comes the raya that we bring from this Braisa that we're talking about. Nosan doesn't mean hichzik. Zok the Braisa, Mishen Nosan Reshusoi, when he's Mavatos Reshus, Vahoitzi, and then he himself takes out to the Chotzer, Bein Bishagi, Bein Bemezit, Oysa, he asks on the people now, because he's machzik, he's retracting from what he did. Divra Meir, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, b'mezid, oysa taka. Because then he taka can retract. B'shogeg eina oysa. Why? Because it's not a retracting. B'medva mamurim, when do we say that if you're moitzi from your house, you're retracting? And you could be choizer, that's only b'shloich ziku b'nei movi, but movi, they weren't machzik yet. Avalich ziku b'nei movi, but if they themselves were machzik in a movui, b'em b'shogeg, b'em b'mezid, eina oysa, you can't ask her anymore. So we see a lashon of nosan reshus still could mean they were not machzik. We see from here that there was really two truths on the stira. We said in Omen Beis, that once you're mevatel and the other people in the chotzer brought something out, you can't change your mind anymore. Loy osar, it says misha nosan is masha mevatel and they took a stronghold. I could aser. So the two truths him. First teretz says bigaris ain oiser. Second teretz is, it depends if they're machzik or not machzik. If they're machzik, then you can't. If they were not machzik, you could. And like we see over here, nichusa, arayah b'nichusa, that ichziku b'nei mob b'movui, b'meshoyim b'memezit, ein oiser. Zog de gemorre, Omar Mar, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer. Now we're going into Rabbi Yehuda's way of understanding of Gamliel, like you said. So Rabbi Yehuda, teaching the maisa. Omar Mar, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, b'losh lacheres, what took place from Gamliel and his sons. Maru v'asu tzorcheichem b'mavui ad shloi techshach v'yeser aleichem. Do this before it turns dark. That means do it in the daytime. Because once it's night, it's tzduki is like a goy. And a goy can't be mevatel. Alma nochihu. So we see clearly he's a goy. Freg the Gemara. But our Mishnah didn't have this whole girsa of ad shloi techshach. V'anan ad shloi yotzi tnan. our Mishnah in the beginning of Adar, it says Achla Yotzi. Zogdumaga, it means doesn't mean Achla Yotzi before he takes out. That's not the pshat, but rather Ema Achla Yotzi Hayoim. Do it before the day leaves you. I mean, before Friday, it's Techshach. Achla Yotzi Hayoim until the day elapses. So do it in the daytime because once it's nightfall, you're living with a goy. It's duki like a goy. That's one teretz. Iba is Ema. It's not shver. It depends what kind of goy. Loikash, what kind of stuki? Kam b'mumel l'chal shabosah is b'tzina? Meaning, he's only mechal shabbos b'tzina?
Nobody sees?
Kam b'mumel l'chal shabbos b'fahesya. So you saw this like a gemara. The gemara is being mechalik in mumer itself. Meaning, when I'm a mumer, that's mechal shabbos b'tzina, I'm still a yid, and I could be mevatel rishus. And then yitaka be goyris, achle yoytzi. Then taka, he could be mevatel, and do it before he's, change his mind. But Avada, you can do it, and then he can change his mind, like we said before in the Gemara. Mm-hmm. So all he's saying is, actually, Yotzi, do it before he does it. Mm-hmm. Because he's Mechal Shabbos Betzina. But now it doesn't mean that he can be part of the Erev, the Rishonim say. It doesn't mean he's Moida be Erev, but he could be Mevatel. He's a Mechal Shabbos Betzina, can't be part of an Erev, but he could be Mevatel. However, Kan Bemumel Chal Shabbos Befahesia, when you Mechal Shabbos Befahesia, So then he's taka like a goy. And then taka, it's actually techshach hayoim, actually yoytzi hayoim. Then you have to learn the gears of actually techshach, because then he's a goy and he can't be mevatel anymore. Now, Ramosh and Chuvis, Bavarns and this Gemara, it's a Chuvis in Yardei Chelik Beis, Simen Hay, he says, a guy that's Mechal Shabbos Betzina is koifer in the Eibishta. Obviously, he's being Mechal Shabbos Betzina. The guy is Mechal Shabbos Fahesi, he's also Koif in the Eibishter. If you're considered a mover because you're Koif in the Eibishter, you don't believe in Maisa Bereishis, that the Eibishter was rested on the seventh day, that means that's a Mechil Shabbos. So who cares if it's Betzin or Fahesi? You're a mover, you're a Koif in the Eibishter. Why should you suddenly be able to be considered a Nich Nochi or a Yid? So he says that no, someone is Mechal Shabbos Betzinah, that means Be'etzim, it's his Tivus that is causing it. He's only doing a Betzinah. Outwardly, he's not. That means it's l'teoven. It's not because he's a koifer. Someone who does it publicly, that shows he's a koifer. Then we don't say that, oh, really, he wants to keep Shabbos because he can't control himself. That's a different gather. Then taki is a koifer. Then he's a mumer. Then he's like a nochri. Many things. But we'll see soon in the Gemara, that and it's brought down in the poskim, fahesia means that you're not embarrassed of anyone. But if let's say you see a gadol walking on the street and you hide from him, even if for other people you're Mechal Shabbos Fahesia, is Nishke Mechal Shabbos Fahesia. Big enough Kamina. And the Gemara is going to say that right now. Zok the Gemara. Kaman Ozlo. Hodetanya, we learned in the Braisa. Mumer v'gilui ponim. Someone is a mumer. And it's gilui ponim. Gilui ponim means a mechutzef. Harei ze ein a mevat reshus. Can't be mevat reshus. He's like a goy. In fact, the Gemara, gilui ponim mumer ave. A mechutzef is a goy. Mech a teisa. It doesn't mean he's a mechutzav stam. El a mumer begilu upon him. That means a mumer befahesia. He doesn't care about anyone. Then taki can't be mevatel. Any cholavat reshus. Kaman who's is like Rabbi Yehuda. That a mumer is like a nochi. Zok the Gemara hahu de nofak bechumras de medusha. There was a person that was carrying a ring that was not considered a malbush. It's made out of an almoig, so you're not allowed to go with it on Shabbos. It's not called a malbush. Tosis says that the choysim wasn't from the Minat Habas, so once it's not the Minat Habas, it's not a tachshit, and that's why it's considered an isoy tzom when you go with that on Shabbos. So the main thing is the Gemara says that kevin dechazel Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya kasye. He saw Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya, he covered it. He didn't want him to see it. He was embarrassed that Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya should see him carrying on Shabbos, so he covered it. So on that, he said, Omar. So Rabbi Yehuda said, Rabbi Yehuda saw him. He thought he was covering it, but Rabbi Yehuda gazen the side of his eye. Kegoin zeh mevatel reshus l'Rabbi Yehuda. This person, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees, mevatel reshus. Is nish kemum alachis? Is nish fahesia? He's walking on the street, everyone knows him, chal shas fahesia? But he's covering it in front of Rabbi Yehuda and Nesiya. He's embarrassed. If a person drives his car on Shabbos, Dr. Moshe, and he parks his car two blocks away from where he has to be because he's embarrassed, Nishke Mechal Shabbos Fahesia. Now, big enough community, like Abi Bittel Shus, and like Abi many dinim, like Abi Yain Nesk, like Abi many things. Is he a goy or not a goy? Are you considered a nochi or not? Big enough community for many dinim. So if you have a type of embarrassment, some people are embarrassed of no one. That's called chashad for Hesia. But someone who's going there, bevatas shus Reb Yehuda. So we have a yesodis that machlokes at the end of the day, if it's stuki, if he's considered like a goy and bittul would not help, that's Reb Yehuda shita, or he's not considered like a goy and bittul would help. And the requirement of being mechal shabbos vehesia that makes him a mumah lechalatar kula, and that's why he's considered like a goy. Shteitin Ramban in Shuvas, and he says a mechudish dekadin. He says la oilam, even this mumah lechal shabbos is taka yid. He's not a goy. So why does bittul not help? The reason why bittul not, because be'etzem Rashi says a chiddush we had before in the top of the Amud, that even though he's only oivan ised rabbonon, if he does it b'meizid, he's a mumah and bittul doesn't help. Why would he be called a mumah? If it's an Issa Rabbanon, taking out into the Chotzer, b'meizid, is an Issa Rabbanon not taking the Chotzer Murevis. That makes him into a Mumer. Zok the Ramban, that be'etzem you're Yisrael. But the reason why Bittul Rishus doesn't help is because if you're Mechal Shabbos, even on the Rabbanon, for Shabbos, so then Bittul Rishus on Shabbos is not going to help. It's a Chucha Betula. Shabbos by you is one big joke. So because even if you're even Issa Rabbanon on Shabbos, so Mela, Bittul Rishus for Shabbos is a Chucha Betlula. And that's why Bittul doesn't help by this Mumer, L'chal Shabbos. Because Shabbos by you is a Chucha Betlula. So Mela, Bittul Daka doesn't help by you. As I stated in Ramban. Now the Etzem Din of a Goy, we know, is Yomad Mimaisov. So Zogin the Rishonim, that's the game by Tzduki also, Zog the Rashba. By it's in Taf Samach Aleph. At Tzduki, we don't want Yomad Mimaisov either. Yes, a Goy, the reason why it doesn't help, and only Schiris helps because we don't want you to live together. By Tzduki, it's the same together. We don't want Yomad Mimaisov. And that's why this whole din is applicable by Tzduki, that it's only Sarech Mekoy Mohi. Alright, we'll stop over here. Samach Tes, Omer Aleph by the bottom. Omer Avune, Ezi Yisrael Mumer. The Gemara continues in the din of Yisrael Mumer.